Hello, and welcome to Worship in the Workplace. I am Pastor Bernice Cooper. Thank you for joining in for this episode. Now, when was the last time that you truly thought about the sturdiness of a chair before you sat down on it? Or when was the last time that you thought about the quality of workmanship of the floor before you walked across it? If we'll be truly honest, in our day-to-day lives, there are certain things that we take for granted are going to be there to support us, and we only take time to think about them on the rare occasions that they give up under us, that they give way under us, or they fail to hold us up or support us. Because of the history and track record of being dependable, trustworthy, and faithful, we don't even give certain things a second thought. And in some cases in our lives, there are people who are so dependable and who are so trustworthy that people end up in error taking them for granted because they have the confidence that those people will always be present and they will always work effectively day in and day out. Are you one of those people and you feel as if folks take you for granted and they just consider that you will always be there and that you will always do your job, and not only just do your job, that you will do it at a level of excellence? In many aspects of our lives, because we are so reliable, we're so dependable, so trustworthy, and so capable, sometimes we feel as if people don't appreciate us, or we feel overlooked because we're not acknowledged for all that we do. Sometimes, though, people fail to put into words how much they truly appreciate all that you do, and people fail to give you all of the compliments that you deserve for all of the effort and for everything that you do and that you do so well. But if you were to stop doing what you do, or if you were to stop being the excellent person that you are, those in your area of influence who depend upon you to do so much, they will certainly suffer because your gifts are so vital to enabling them to do what they look forward to doing on a daily basis. As Proverbs, the 5th chapter and the 21st verse in the Message translation reminds us, mark well that God doesn't miss a move you make. He's aware of every step that you take. Therefore, if others appear to not notice your value or your contributions, just be reminded and be comforted. God sees you, and God knows how phenomenal you truly are. So like that chair that's always holding people up, or like that floor that's always there to support day in and day out, 24/7, seemingly never taking a break, your strength and your dependability may sometimes go unacknowledged, and your contributions may seem, in your opinion, to go unnoticed, but God sees you and God notices your unwavering service. Keep showing up and keep being excellent at what you do. Please join me in a short prayer before you return to your place of work, whether you are working from home or another workspace. Precious Lord, thank you for blessing me with the level of talents and gifts that I possess on today. I'm very grateful that you have blessed me to be able to do all the things that I'm able to do. Please strengthen me and help me to remain focused on my goals, whether I receive accolades or encouragement from others. I understand, Lord, that you see and that you know all that I'm attempting to do. Please allow me to remain confident in who I am and in whose I am. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.